Jim was on patrol. Head up, eyes scanning, thumbs hooked into his belt. The heft of the items clipped to it. His phone, a walkie-talkie, a sizable flashlight. Pushed the leather down toward his hips, and the weight of them forced him to stride rather than walk. He liked that. When he got home at the end of the day and had to take off the belt, he missed the feel of it. The store had only opened 30 minutes ago, and the staff still outnumbered the customers. Jim circled the home section, then cut through women's wear to grocery. There was at least some activity there. You could count on a handful of suited 20-something males to come darting around the aisles round about now, eyes scanning for the carton of oat milk or pre-packed superfood salad they were after, as if they were on some sort of team-building task. Jim stared into their faces as they rushed past, knowing they could feel the heat of his attention. He made his way to the entrance, where the department store met the rest of the shopping centre beyond. He watched people coming and going for a few minutes. He checked the shopping carts, all neatly lined up in their bay. He paused at the bins of plastic-wrapped bouquets to dip his head and breathe in deep, getting a whiff of something floral and something else faintly chemical. One of the bins appeared to be leaking water onto the floor underneath. Jim pulled his radio off his belt and called it in. "We need a clean up by the flowers. Possible leaking bin. Over." He waited for the crackle of static and the drawl of the bored reply. "Copy that, Jim." This time of the morning, he liked to have a surreptitious read of the headlines. He moved to do that next. But before he reached the newspapers, in his peripheral vision, he saw someone duck behind the carousel of greeting cards, about 15 feet to his right. Jim didn't react, at least not outwardly. He continued with his plan, walking to the far side of the newspaper display so that he could face the cards. He picked up a paper at random and held it out in front of him. He looked at its front page for a beat and then slowly raised his gaze. A woman. For this time of the morning, she looked the part. Trench coat on, but not buttoned up. Large leather handbag resting in the crook of one arm. Stylish but functional shoes. A harried look. A young professional on her way to work, trying to knock one thing off her endless list of things to do, before she had to go into the office and do more of them. Or maybe that's just what she wanted you to think. There was something tucked under her left arm. Jim thought it might be a book.